She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. CI on CITR. Radio Pizza Party.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo!
I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Wake up, sleepyheads. It's party time! Yeah, we're at the pizza party here on this fine November night, Friday night. We're the sweetest sensation that's sweeping the nation, and we are going to do it to you right here, right now. Wow!
Who are we?
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC, the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. I am Tristan Ashy Larry Wheeler.
I am Jack Sergio Lovejoy Lamming.
And our show, we pick a topic, we have a guest, and we talk about it. That's the whole deal with this. We like to have
it's
a
the show
bit
where we talk to
interesting people. Interesting
no,
people.
Let's just say people.
And the
who's
man,
our guest?
The man who you heard intro the show,
that wonderful man,
is none other than Dwayne the Rock Wheeler, my dad.
Hey, everybody, how's it going tonight? We were going to talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, or what was the topic?
We'll do two of those. I'm not going to tell you which.
We'll do two, and you have to guess which one we're talking about at some point. We won't tell you when.
Okay, yeah. I was hoping to rock us out here, but apparently we're just going to talk.
Talk. Yeah. Talk and roll.
Talk and roll.
Hey.
Hey.
Sounds like me in a car.
What?
Because you roll.
Because you roll. Tires are rolling, I guess. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. It does make sense, okay, man?
I heard that before, Jack. Many what? Times. That's an old joke.
Oh, wheels. Well.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay. Yes, blow up my spot. I see how it is.
My dad is here in the studio. It's an extra special episode.
Wait, he's your dad?
Did you think he was your dad?
Yeah.
Well, you're my adopted son now, Jack.
Oh,
I'll have to say that
okay.
For sure.
I have a few texts to send to my real dad, apparently.
Yeah, I got a better deal going on somewhere else.
Hey,
Mark.
Just fly. Abe, I got a better deal.
So, yeah, we got my dad, Wheels, as they call him, right?
Who's they?
Yes.
How long have you been called Wheels? That's one question I have for you.
Ooh, that's a good question. Ever since I was about 5 years old. It started
really?
When I was playing hockey, it was, Wheels, we need your wheels. We need your wheels out there. We need your wheels out there. And then pretty soon it was just, Wheels, get out there. Get out there. Get out there. So
yeah.
A lot of people ask me, and a lot of people don't know my real name.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's set the record straight. What is your real name?
It is Dwayne Carmen Wheeler.
Dwayne Carmen Wheeler. Tristan and Clayton Wheeler and Dwayne Carmen Wheeler. I'm just surrounded by Wheelers in
DC,
here.
DC.
The DC Wheeler.
DC Wheeler. Any relation to the Degrassi character, Wheels?
Oh, I can't believe you're bringing up that topic. But you
is
know
this,
what? It's
is
funny.
This a fan
yeah, there's a yeah Degrassi character I think called Derek Wheeler, and he's called Wheels on the TV show.
Yes, that's but
it's Drake's character.
No, it's from like before Drake.
Really?
Yeah,
because Drake's character was called Wheelchair Jimmy.
No, no, this is, okay, what? Well,
but the thing is about that, right, is a lot of people say, hey, that's Degrassi Junior High. And I says, you know what? The only saddest sadder thing than having the nickname Wheels after a Degrassi character is that you watched that show.
That's true.
I'm like, you watched that show and you can make that connotations. I'll be honest with you. My nickname, you don't pick your nickname. I don't pick, you know, if I picked my nickname, it would be Snake or Tough.
Scorpion.
But, yeah. Tough. Yeah.
Tough right? Wheeler.
But now that I'm getting older, it's not so much Wheels anymore. It's kind of like the big guy they call Tiny. They're like, well, let's see your wheels out there. Like when I go play hockey or whatever, let's see your wheels out there. I'm like, okay, you know what? That was when I was like 15, right?
Okay.
I learned all a right. lot just now.
Yeah. So yeah, there's. Sorry.
Go on.
We were picking a topic.
We were picking. Yes. Thank you.
So
thank you,
how
Dad.
How does this show work?
So the show works is we pick a random topic on every show. And we kind of talk about that topic. Maybe we don't talk about it too in-depth. Maybe we use that as a jumping point to go into other topics, but that's generally...
Not a jumping off point.
No, a jumping point, not a jumping off point.
Okay,
I don't like jumping
you.
Off. We had a conversation about that before the show about jumping off.
You hate diving boards.
Yeah, I hate diving boards. It's so scary. So why don't we...
play a theme song?
Well, wait, just give me a sec here, Jack. Why don't you just... Fill the air for a moment. Ask my dad something.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Me too.
Blue. Yeah, blue's awesome, right?
Yep.
But like I said, go back to the topic here. I can keep this going. We,
yeah,
like,
what
I had a
shade
good...
of blue?
Ooh, sky blue?
Sky blue, okay.
Sky blue?
Yeah. But the sky and the sunset's like orange, so. So fact check there, Wheels.
But what's in the far background after that?
Darkness?
No.
Darkness?
Yeah.
Nighttime?
Like I said, writing lyrics?
I had a good friend of mine who says, you know, what are you going to talk about? And that guy, so I don't know, they usually pick a topic out of a hat, right? And back to the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I says, well, you know what? I don't know much about any of that. So I hope we pick a different topic, right? But I just found out, I don't see no hat here.
Oh,
well, hey now.
Oh, there's your hat. Oh, there's sorry. Hat. Yeah. I was mistaken.
All right.
Okay.
Should we play the theme
so
song?
Let's play. Dad, while the theme song is playing, think of a number in between the numbers 1 and 15.
And then that's arbitrary. Of course, we're going to put your hand in a hat as
yes.
well.
As
it's just for fun. Just for fun, pick a number.
Just for fun, we'll pick a number, and then I'll play this little song by Nick Morgan.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
I am going to go with, we talked about it earlier, I don't want to be wrong. I always want to be right, so I'll be going, the least number would be 1 and the last number 15. Yeah, no, 9. Let's go with 9.
Number 9.
Is that a new one? I think that's a new topic.
It is. This is almost planned on your part, Lammy.
Let's see. Yeah.
The topic is dads.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, here's a controversy. We all have dads.
True.
One of which is in the room right now.
My dad is in the room right now.
Yes. So, talk about your dad.
So, he's here.
What's your dad's favorite color?
Blue, like the sky, but not at sunset.
And nice!
Not after dark.
I'm glad we established that.
I have, you know what, I can go in deep depth about this dad thing, right?
Okay.
The one thing that I understand about dads, and I might get a little deep here, but as dads, we have our kids, and we want to raise them to be like us. So you'll see dads that, I want to put my kid in hockey. I want to put my kid in doing this. And I did this when I was young. I want to hunt. But we have to understand, if we're going to be a dad, that each person is different. And each person is their own individual. And each person is entitled to have their own way of life, their own way of thinking. And their, I don't know how to put it.
Joie de vie.
Yeah. So in fact, we are not, as dads, we do not raise prodigy sons to grow up to be like us. We want our kids to grow up to be like them and give them the tools and give them the knowledge and give them all the resources that we can and the moral structure to make it happen and do good, right?
Oh, amen.
Now, I'm not a father.
Right, neither am I.
You're not?
No, Dad, I'm a dad. You're a grandpa now.
Do you guys know that for sure?
Yeah. I'm not a dad. Call in if I'm dad.
Call in if you're my son or daughter.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know much about dads.
You don't know much. You've had a dad for a long time. I've met your dad.
Yeah, tell me about my dad.
He seems like he's a lot like you in terms of humor. Like, he's just making dumb plays on words a lot.
Oh, no. You know us too well. Me and Abe, you know us very well.
Abe and Marjorie Lamming.
Yep, those are my parents. Those are their honest-to-goodness names.
Hi, Abe. I'm a dad, too.
The dads of Radio Pizza Party. We need to... Next week, we should have your dad on.
I'll text him. I'm going to text him right now.
Yeah, text him so we can organize there.
Yeah, I just got a text from somebody that said, Dwayne is killing it. So
from
you're
who?
Doing good, Moira.
Oh.
I thought you're I was fan. Killing the show.
Oh, no, you're not killing the show.
Yeah. I don't know today's jargon here. I'm just at this
campus
the
good
here.
Killing it.
Yeah, the UBC, right? I don't know. I said even to Tristan today, I was like, you guys, you know, when you guys go out and party and have a good time, what do you do? I want to know. What do you do? Back in the day, we used to, like, I don't even want to tell you what we used to do.
Yeah, this is on
because I'm
record.
A dad. Yeah, I'm a dad. And I got to be respectable, Dad, because we're on that topic. So,
if you could do an impression of what you think the listeners sound like or the jargon they use, what would that sound like? Like, what do you think the average Radio Pizza Party listener sounds like? If you could do a quick little impression of them, Dwayne.
Can I do one?
Jack will do one, and then we'll get my dad to do one.
All right, that's mine.
All right.
And I'll just, like, I know my mom's listening, your grandma. So I'll just, like, oh, Tristan. You put me on the spot because I don't know what to say there.
Well, what do you think? What do you think the youth of these days sound like? Like when you hear the hip hoppers and the tromp stompers. What do you think those people sound like?
And the teeny boppers.
Really? Do I have to do that?
Did I do that? Sorry.
You're asking the wrong guy because I get them on my job site every once in a while, and you guys are good kids. I love you all, and I really hope the best for you. But sometimes it's
trying.
I'm old school. Yeah, I'm just gonna say I'm old school, right?
Speaking of job sites, what do you do for work? What's the deal?
What's the deal?
Well, actually, I build roads.
Mm-hmm.
I build roads
Those
for
are important.
25 years, and yeah, go up north and do it. And
where up north?
Fort St. John.
Beautiful.
And yeah, I just left there last week, and it's cold as
heck.
Cold as heck is the catchphrase.
Yeah.
No
but,
other words.
I mean, technology and everything gets rid of jobs, but until they build spaceships, I'll have a job. And even spaceships.
Wait, spaceships build roads?
Well, you know what? Spaceships need parking spots.
Oh,
that's true. You're good there.
Spaceship parking. On the left, please.
That was the hardest part of going to the moon, was building the parking spot before they got there. They had to send this asphalt tanker out,
yeah,
lay it down, and then the people could come in.
I knew the guys that did that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great guys. That's the unsung heroes. They're
the pavers of the moon.
They paved the entire moon over. It's just a giant ball of asphalt up there.
Are there lines, like in a parking lot?
There's a few, but they're, I think they're badly spaced.
They're just at random.
Yeah. Well, no, I can give you a little bit of insight because, like I said, I know the guy that did it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And when they put the paint down, it just, they wouldn't just stick because it would float up in the air.
They're just in random globs because they kept floating away.
Yeah, right.
I just got a Facebook message from Megan saying, "Tristan, can you talk about me?"
Done. Moving on.
Megan, I love you.
Tristan, what can you tell me about Megan Wheeler?
She is 13 years old. She is first year in high school and proud of
she
her.
Killing it?
She's killing it.
Well, that's good. It's better than killing other people.
That's very good. That's much better.
There's my official thing.
I still need clarification on the killing it thing.
Killing it is good.
Yeah.
When you're killing it, you're doing really good.
Megan, you're killing it.
You're killing it. Yeah, so what was our topic again? Oh, yeah, dads.
yes.
You know, why don't we go to a quick little break? A QLB. A QLB. And then we'll come back. This song is called Amateurs of the Universe. It is by Brutal Poodle. And they're actually a local Vancouver band, if I'm not mistaken,
really?
From their album Long Time No See. And we'll give that a go. We'll play a few ads and we'll be...
Is he your dad? Is he a dad, the guy that plays?
Oh, see, that's the thing. We need to be playing music by dad.
I mean, he is a rock star, so how many dads that guy? He's probably a dad to a bunch of freaking...
Yeah.
Got one in different area codes.
Like Ludacris. Hey, let's go.
All right, so this is Amateurs of the Universe.
Bye-bye.
I just don't know. My name is Callum Ming, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We're an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Hey, we're back. Tristan Jack's Radio Pizza Party.
Yep, yep. That's us. Hey,
the CITR 101.9 radio pizza party.
CITR, we are.
We are.
That's us. Them.
We are a kind of talk, kind of having fun type of show. Our topic today is dads, and my dad is here. Mr. Dwayne Wheeler, I am Tristan Wheeler.
The best possible time to talk about dads.
The best possible time. And I'm my co-host here is...
Hey, it's me. I'm Jack.
Jack Lemming, whose dad is not here, but maybe
no,
one day.
No, he's here in spirit.
In spirit? Well, that means he's not dead.
No, I mean, people don't have to be dead to be there in spirit.
No, that sounds ghostly to me.
Spirits are ghostly to
you? Yeah, I think when I think of someone who's spiritual, I think they're a ghost. That's what... They're like, when they're like, anybody I'm not religious, I'm not spiritual.
Is a
I'm like,
ghost.
Oh, you're a ghost? And that throws me off. I'm like, whoa, how can I see you? I can touch you? Whoa, what is... Let me get some garlic or a cross or whatever. Whatever gets
okay.
off ghosts.
Hey, okay, as a dad... Tristan, stop talking like that.
Like what?
Just that like sort idiot. Of connotations, right? No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to go that far because I raised him, right?
Earlier
where I said, I can't say anything bad about him because it reflects on me as
That's
a dad.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And just always remember that.
Wait, if I do, does it reflect on you as well?
Yeah, because you're my adopted son now, right?
No, if I, oh, no.
Okay, sorry. But.
If I say bad stuff about Tristan, it reflects on you?
Ooh.
Oh, ooh.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Call in at 604-822-2487 if you have an answer to that. But what are you about to say there, Dad?
I was going to say maybe you should talk to your dad and see if that's okay.
If
that's morally
hey,
correct to talk about
other people's sons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to... Tristan, you're bad at math.
Why? What do you mean?
I'm just trying to figure out. This is the test.
Oh, okay.
Do you feel bad now that I said Tristan's bad at math?
No.
Okay,
no,
then we
figured it out.
Because
that's not a strong point, and that goes back to what I'm saying. To each his own. He's his own person, right?
He's bad at math.
Yeah. I wish I could have taught him, but...
But I'm here. I got here and not good at math, so look at me now.
Yeah.
Look at me now, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay, so dads, should we open up an episode of Dads, Hot or Not?
Hot or Not? Is that what the game is?
That's what the game is.
All right, this is a game called Dads, Hot or Not.
Shake your buns. That's nice. Now think about your dad.
Wait.
What's your dad like? I want to meet that dad.
Okay, this is Dad's Hotter. This is all on Jack.
This is a brand new segment.
This is a
for
brand
today.
New segment.
It's just Hot or Not, but with four fictional dads.
Four fictional dads in the history of film and television. If I'm
all right,
great,
first
mistaken.
Dad, Jack Torrance from The Shining.
That guy.
You can do book version or...
or cinema version.
Yeah.
Hot or not, and why?
I would say not, because he was a psycho, man.
That's true.
He was like, he had good intentions, which was a good.
When did he have good intentions?
At the beginning.
Before he started killing everyone.
When he was, at the beginning, when he's like, we're going to go and I'm going to write this book and the whole nine yards, right? But yeah, I'm going to have to say not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tristan.
I would say hot because Jack Nicholson, baby.
Baby. Wait, even now would you say?
Drill.
You drill him?
Yeah. No, like drill as the, that, yeah, never mind.
Explain drill to your dad.
I don't know if I could. So there's this Twitter. There's this Twitter profile called Drill. And it's like this weird jokey kind of.
It's like
you know memes, right?
Yeah, and I don't know. As a dad, I don't know if I want to hear the rest of this.
It's just like
I don't want to know what you do in your spare time, Tristan. I really don't.
It's just kind of a joke Twitter page that has a picture of Jack Nicholson as the picture. So
oh yeah,
so. Sorry, I'm just tweeting. You know memes, right?
So what's the next?
Hey, let me speak.
I'm just trying to get the moving here.
I would say that he's hot. the next hot dad is Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because he's a dad to some
uncle.
People. No,
oh no, because he was
he's
a dad
to two other people.
To cousin,
yeah.
What's the?
It's Carlton.
Carlton. Yeah. Oh, jeez. That's a not.
Not? How come?
He's too uptight, too stiff-minded, too regimented. To Bel Air.
Oh.
Yeah.
But wasn't there that episode I remember seeing where he's like, he kind of opens up to Will Ferrell and, or no, Will Ferrell, Will Smith. And he's like, I was at that Malcolm X rally. He kind of like goes off, like he does like a.
Does that make him hot?
That doesn't, I'm just saying that maybe he's not a stiff lip, upper lip
isn't.
As he thought he would.
Yeah, because there's that episode where Carlton and Will Smith get pulled over by the cops, and Carlton's like, well, it's because our tail light was out. And Uncle Phil's like, dude, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
That's
a little social consciousness there.
Yeah.
The
episode was called Carlton Gets Woke.
Oh, is that true?
No.
Yeah, I was like, what? I didn't know that was a term then.
No, it's not.
We never seen him in a casual outfit. We never seen him, you know.
Never
with,
see him in his like pajamas dancing around
no.
like Carlton.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes a person hot.
Pajamas.
Is just being comfortable in their own skin, not having to set up to society's norms
but
or
what
whatever,
if that's
right?
what they like?
Good point.
Get out.
Not what I like, so not.
I would say hot because of the reasons previously mentioned, as in he was kind of like a cool. He seemed like he was a cool in his younger years, but then maybe got a little, he had to kind of conform a little bit. So a young Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil?
Uncle Phil.
All right. I'd agree with Tristan.
See, that's where I failed as a father. He always disagrees with me.
See, that's where I failed as a father. Over dad's. Hot or not.
Uncle Phil from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's what did you in. Okay. I would say he's hot because I already said he was hot. So our next one is Big Papa, like Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious B.I.G.?
Yeah, because he's a papa.
Okay. Dad.
That's where, again, I fail as a father because I don't even know who he is.
What?
You don't know who Notorious B.I.G. is?
Nope. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah. I should have kept up on
that's like
what
your
you guys
era,
are interested
like,
in.
When was Notorious B.I.G. like a thing?
Like
in the early
90s? Early to late 90s.
So that was,
did
he
do that one like that? Did he do that song like Biggie, Biggie,
yeah.
Biggie, Biggie?
Yeah.
Can't you see?
Yeah.
Sometimes, sometimes the world just
hypnotized me. Yeah, that's him.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta make a call.
Okay. Hot, because he does Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes my world just hypnotizes me. That's a cool kind of song.
Yeah, I'll agree with my dad there. I think that's a cool kind of song, too.
All right, I'd agree that's kind of a cool song. Okay.
Is that all?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Our last one is Bob Saget in that show with the Olsen twins.
Bob. Oh, Bob Saget, like Full House.
Full House. That's
the dad
the
from Full House. That my dad. What do you think of Bob Saget?
You know what? I'm gonna mention Megan again because as a father, she was asked me to do that, and I'm gonna do it. She loves that show. She watched the Fuller House, Full House, and all that stuff.
Yeah, she loves that show.
But
really,
yeah.
To me, he was. He did his best, and I would have to say hot. Like, I mean, America's Funniest Videos, yes, you sucked, Bob Saget. But
Bob Saget, we're putting you on blast.
Yeah, but if I had a father figure that I looked up to, and I'm aging myself, but it would be Charles Ingalls from The Little House on the Prairies. That guy was a god as a father. Oh, I say god.
You can say you God.
No blaspheming on college radio.
But yeah.
You have to say the formal Yahweh.
If any man could be a father like Charles Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie, that would be the man to be.
I remember watching that show a lot growing.
Never watched it.
It would be like on reruns at a certain time, and I'd come home from school and you'd just have that on while making dinner. Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, because...
Just because.
He was awesome.
My dad is crying. He's.
I cried every episode because he was that good of a father.
Dang. All right, that's it. Should we close up,
Dad? I think Bob Saget was a good dad on that show.
Was he hot?
Hot.
Hot.
Steaming.
All right, let's play a little bit.
And that was.
The theme for Dad's Hot or Not.
Dad's Hot or Not. All right. That's a doodly doo doo from Tim Herrick. Awesome show.
Great job.
What do you think is the most dad like image?
Cargo shorts.
I'll let you go.
If I think about my dad in images, I think of cargo shorts.
He does wear a lot of
cargo. My dad's a big fan of cargo shorts because he has he's got a lot of cargo.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, a buzz cut.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're just describing your own dad.
A barbecue.
A barbecue.
As far as dads in general.
Lots of barbecues.
Maybe that.
Knowing how to work a barbecue.
Calling people champ.
Yeah.
Dwayne.
What do you think a stereotypical dad is like?
Oh, that's a tough question. I would say, me. I'm the typical dad.
I wouldn't say the typical dad has knuckle tattoos. Yeah. I'm just going to put that out there.
Okay, okay. But, I don't know. That's a really tough question because there's many dads out there that are really good dads. And... there's no stereotype there, I don't think. I don't know what
if
it
If someone told you to draw a picture or describe a dad, do you know what you'd be able to say?
Yeah, me.
No. And you couldn't say
bingo.
Yeah.
Like if you were to had to draw a photo or draw a photo, that doesn't make any sense. When you draw a picture, and it had to be understood by many to be a dad, what would you draw?
A strong, built, good-looking man like me.
Like me.
Like me.
Tristan, how would you describe a dad?
I think
now I should warn you, keep in mind people's feelings.
Keep in mind my dad is in the room.
He's sitting 6 feet away from you.
If I were to... make an amalgamation of the most of the dads I've met. And I think my dad is a...
What about people you don't know if they're dads or not? Would you count them or not?
I would count them.
Okay.
I think my dad is kind of an outlier in terms of how you dress and stuff like that. If I was to draw a picture of a dad, he'd have a button-up shirt, maybe a sweater over top if it was wintertime, and maybe like slacks or something.
He lives in Connecticut.
And he lives in Connecticut and plays golf all the time.
Hey... The days of Miracle on 34th Street are over, Tristan. Okay? There's nothing wrong with a Black Sabbath concert shirt. There's nothing wrong, Jack. You pointed it out. Knuckle tattoos. Bracelets. Okay? ripped jeans and leather jackets.
Exactly one member of my family has any tattoos.
Who?
My sister.
Ah.
Yeah, neither of my parents have any tattoos. So I think if you ever met them, you'd get in a fist fight.
You're wearing a tattoo.
So whenever my dad sees my sister, they get in a fist fight.
Oh, no, that's not a healthy relationship.
It's not at all. It's like...
Whoa.
What the heck?
What are you doing over there, Jack?
That's what punches sound like, right?
Yeah, I guess.
In some households.
Yeah.
Hey now, hey. Tristan, did you have a game in mind?
No.
Really?
Really, was
I changed the subject. I thought we talked about one the other day that we were going to do. It was something dad themed.
I cannot.
Here, I'm going
to
look.
Well, was there anything
message.
That you want to ask my dad about me? I think that's something that you wanted to, like.
You ever want to shave his head back when he had really long hair?
And I kind of do now.
No, but he had long hair before.
Yeah, no, I was kind of down with that. Like I said, yeah, he was cool. A lot of good stories. Like, you know, like you were talking earlier about, like, what's a good story? I remember, and I don't necessarily feel proud about it, but I don't know. I don't know if I got enough time for it, but nice. I got my son drunk at the age of 7 years old.
Yes, I am up for this.
All right, I'll let you tell the story.
Okay, so I'll make it short as I can. We're at the Canada Hockey Day in Canada.
Hockey Day in Canada, Nelson, we had British Columbia.
Yeah. We had gala dinner. I had my friend give me tickets, so I took him to the gala dinner, and it was really fancy. And we were having dinner with Bob, Don Cherry, Ron McLean, whole nine yards. And he did not like the food because it was too fancy. So I said, just go ahead in the dessert. Go ahead on the dessert. There was tables full of dessert. He ate about 3 plates of dessert. And on the way home, he was kind of acting funny, and he was all tired and saying some stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, he must be just really overtired. I think he was like 7 or
I was whatever. Like, yeah, I think maybe 10. I don't know.
So then a couple days afterwards, my friend approached me, and he says, hey, Dwayne, well, Wheels, he knew me as Wheels. But he says, Wheels, he says, how did your son like the dinner? I said, he didn't like that food that much. It was too fancy for him. I said, but he really liked the dessert. So I just let him have at her at the dessert. And he says, no way. He says, do you know how much alcohol was in all those desserts? And then it all dawned on me. I'm like, yeah, I know now. He stumbled out of the car. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But yeah, he was definitely drunk. We didn't know it at the time, but so a good dad gets his drunk when he's 7 years old.
Well, that's good to know. I'm gonna get my kid drunk when he's 7 too. On purpose, though.
on cakes and I remember that night to an extent.
After the third slice of cake, oh. Yeah. You think it was in the recipe, or did somebody go by with a Mickey and just pour?
It's just fireball. just sprayed it all over the...
With a crop duster.
Yeah. And night lice. This flambe is a night lice.
Night lice? It is night lice.
A nice light dusting of fireball cinnamon whiskey. The classiest of liquors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Like I said, as a dad, you always looked at, I can't remember really a time when I was disappointed in him. I always look at the time when I was proud of him. Remember one time he brought home some money. He had like a 10 and 2 fives or something like that. And I says, oh, wow. I said, he said, I found that on the street. And he was like, I'm so upset at myself. And I said, well, why, Tristan? He says, because there was more money that left, but he left. He didn't take it all.
Oh, come on, Tristan.
Yeah. He didn't take all the money, right? And I thought, wow. Like, what an unselfish act. And I did my job as a dad that this kid would not take all the money. And someone else was going to take the other 10 or 15 or whatever that he left behind, right?
I remember that day.
Now, tell me about the time Tristan faked his own death. Because I heard you got madder than, quote, I've ever seen anyone in my life.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that. It was the
Can you tell me that story? Because I've only heard it from Tristan's perspective, and I've heard amazing things.
Yeah, it was a social media thing, and that was one time I really wasn't proud. But it was a social media thing, and he, you know, as a joke, thought it was like, "Hey, I'm gonna do this," and it just didn't go over well. And in my eyes,
Did someone call the house? If I'm not mistaken, is that what happened? Or
yeah, there was a few. What is it, inquisitions about what went on and stuff like that?
So wait, what? Let's get a thing of events of how this whole thing happened.
So, in my eyes, I was in my computer, like, you know, you have computer labs in school.
Yeah.
And you get like maybe like 10 minutes at the end of class to just kind of have fun, like play games. So I'm like, Facebook's new at that point. I was like probably like grade seven. And I'm like, oh, it'd be funny to say, rest in peace, Tristan Wheeler, make like a memorial page and then post on it like, LOL, I'm dead. I think we talked about this before on the show. And then I made that, forgot about it. And then I remember I woke up one day to my dad very mad at me. Like I woke up and he's like, so I saw something, you know, like that kind of thing. And then I was grounded for a while.
It's past screaming. It's just, so.
Yeah. Like,
look what you did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a tough one. Like I said, it's... like, I don't know if you want to call it superstitious or just to put that out there and to think that I and have people worried and concerned.
So stupid. Why would you do that?
It's such a dumb move on my part. Yeah. Do anything for the joke, though.
If I was going to describe you in one sentence, it would be do anything for the joke.
So with that, why don't we go to another
QLB.
QLB. This next song is called Everyday Life. It is by the band Tough Age from their newest album, I believe, that is called Shame. And they are a Toronto band. And they are, I'll say it, pretty good. So,
Okay. Yeah, let's keep your personal opinions out of here.
Having not heard the song before, we're about to play it. So we're going to give that a go. We'll come back and we will... finish up the show, play a few ads, and it'll be a fun little experience.
Fun little jaunt down memory lane.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo. You in my head now,
my life. This is the house that funk builds. This is the house that funk builds.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio fans, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza
Party!
Yeah! On CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia. What's our topic today, Jack?
Hey, we're talking about those big boys, those old boys, those dads.
We're not all old. Come on.
That's true.
Yeah.
He was young when he was a dad. And
that's
then
true. How old were you when you were dad?
I think I was 22.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Tristan, you got 2 years.
I got 2 years till I'm the same age.
No, until you're a dad.
Until I'm a dad.
No.
We have my dad, Tristan Wheeler's dad. My dad isn't called Tristan Wheeler. My dad is called Dwayne Wheeler. And then I got my co-host.
Hey, I'm Jack.
Jack.
My dad's name isn't Jack. It's also one syllable, though. It's Mark.
Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Marky Mark and the Lambing Bunch? Has that ever...
Yeah, we were a family band. We used to tour.
Wow. Did you know what? From the Partridge Family, David, what's his name?
Cassidy.
Died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Was he a dad?
I don't know. He probably was a dad.
Let's find out.
David Cassidy.
Google.
David Cassidy.
David Cassidy died.
He does have, he had a children. Had
just
two children.
One children?
Katie Cassidy and Bo Cassidy. R.I.P.
Bo Cassidy. That's a cool name.
Yeah, it is.
How old are they? Do you know?
Let me click.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Jack Cassidy. Ooh. What? That's not the same person.
Wait, did you say Butch Cassidy?
No.
The Sundance dad?
It redirected me to the wrong. Oh, wait, no, I'm clicking their. Sorry, one moment.
Tristan. Come on.
Katie Cassidy was born 1987.
Okay.
Or 86, I should say. And Beau Cassidy was born 1991, so he's 26.
Same age as my sister. I wonder if they know each other.
I wonder if they know each other. If David Cassidy's son and your sister know each other.
I bet they do.
Speaking of sisters, my sister wanted me to tell you that she's your biggest fan.
Oh, you know what? That's so awesome. Yeah, and you know what? That's what makes a good dad. I'll be honest with you, and I'm going to say, look in the mirror. Good dad is me.
is that what you were doing over the break?
Is that too arrogant? Yeah, am I like flexing my muscles here right now?
Yeah. For those who can't see, which is most everyone, my dad is flexing.
He's shirtless.
He's shirtless.
He's got a mirror and he keeps going, a good dad is me.
He's like doing his hair.
Yeah, no, don't.
He's doing that pectoral dance like that Terry Crews does.
Please. Please don't get me wrong here because I do have my faults, but... One of them is not. Yeah. One of them is, yeah.
So what else do you have to say about dads, Tristan, specifically yours? Tell me.
Why don't you just lay it out on the line?
Do it, man. Whip it out.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that verbiage.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
I did.
I'm his dad.
Get your mind out of the gutter, gentlemen.
You people whip it out in a neutral sense.
Cowboys, these whips.
He's actually, as a dad, he's actually peed on me before in my lifetime.
How recently?
I'm just saying, yeah.
Last
like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Dude,
what?
Get your socks out of my face.
Yeah.
It's hot in here.
I'm aware. But I have my shoes on still. I have my decency.
But yeah, I think the biggest thing too is like, and I can go back to like many stories, but again, as a dad, on the topic of dad, is you have to do things with your kid. You have to drag him to stuff. We did a lot of fishing trips. We did a lot of things, and we had a lot of good times together. And now he's bringing his life into mine, right?
It's true.
And if I didn't, if I didn't do those things and bring my life into his, I don't know if I would get that same return now, right? So, but
and I think that is the, I think that's a very equal trade. You raise me and create me. I bring you onto my radio show. I think that's a 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah, and now he's done being a son.
Now I'm done, and I can go off into the sunset on a motorcycle and never see you again.
Oh, hold on, I love you, and I'm almost in tears now. But earlier, I had to buy you guys dinner.
To make it up.
You said, hey, you know what? Guests usually buy dinner, so I had to buy dinner.
Well, that's not our exact word. Might have been what on we the meant, radio but it's show. Not what we said.
Yeah. And we're going to go back there, right?
get a couple more pinch.
Go to the. Yeah. Jack, any. We have.
Message to my dad?
Any messages to
your
dad?
On the off chance he listens to this episode? Love you, Dad.
What do you want him to know? If he was here with you right now.
My dad's not dead, for one.
If he was on this plane of existence, what would you say to him?
Well, you're right, because he's a different elevation.
Yeah, he's actually climbing Everest right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was going to say something to my dad, I'd be like, hey, Dad, I want a MacBook charger for Christmas.
See?
That'd be, okay, that's beautiful.
Maybe a pair of jeans.
And I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. I remember.
Oh, also, I love you. That too. Yeah.
You go back to the love you thing. I remember one time we were at a ferry and I'm dropping Tristan off to this ferry and it's a really busy place. And before he goes, I give him a hug and I say, oh, I love you. And Tristan says to me, he says, yeah, Dad. He says, I love you too. And tell everyone that I love them too. So I turn around to the crowd of people and I says, hey, just so you know, this kid loves you. The kid Tristan got. Stormed off, put his head down, stormed off, walked away.
Was this going to UVic?
It must have been.
No, that was back at the Balfour Ferry. But you know what? I think I might have done that. The BC Ferry's there, Dawson Terminal.
You might have. Yeah.
Just so you know, this kid loves you.
And then you wonder where my humor comes from. Well, what's today? Like, you were bussing around, just kind of exploring the city while I was at school. And then I was trying to text you saying like, oh, where are you? Right? Like, when can I expect you? And you're like, I don't know. It said to go to UBC, but I'm on like the 18 and I'm in Stanley Park. Something doesn't seem right. And I'm like, oh my God. I text him, get off the bus. You're on the wrong bus. You're going to like North Valley. You're going to be at Horseshoe Bay. And then I'm calling. He's not picking up. And then I call and he's like,
you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. I'm at the bus loop right now.
Well, and here's another moral dilemma that I actually had on the bus, right? And I've always teach Tristan to like be a gentleman, and when you're on the transit, get up if a female sits down, right? So I'm on the bus and I'm going around, and a female comes in, and I get up, and it's getting packed, right? So now don't get me wrong, I have a lot of friends that are transgender, but a transgender person comes in and is standing up on the bus. And I'm
where
going,
is this,
okay,
where is this going,
now,
Dad?
I'm going,
where is this going?
Now I'm going, well, do I get up?
Okay. Okay, we're gonna
let's cut this off.
They're gonna stop that.
Do I give this person my seat?
Let's end this.
We were
story.
So good.
Let's talk about other things.
No, I mean, all respect, dude, please. Please. But you wonder, like, I did get up. Just
okay.
So you know,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I did get up, and I was like, okay, she want to be treated like a woman. She'll.
Okay, Dad. We're gonna stop it there. We're gonna stop it there.
Because that's what dads do. They embarrass their kids.
You're doing a fantastic job.
Yes.
I am secondhand embarrassed.
Okay. No, but I think it was good because they identified as a woman, then you treat them as such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I think we can say that. Okay. All right, we're just about reaching near the end of our show
today. 58 minutes of gold.
And you go through a wrench in the...
Oh, yeah, okay. Can I retract stuff?
It is live, baby.
No delay.
I just want to say hi to everyone. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to be on this show.
Yeah, we're glad
with
to have you
too.
On.
Yeah.
And to all my friends back home that are listening, I love you all. And I love you two guys.
Whoa. Oh, he's pointing at me and Jack. Hey. Oh, he's pointing at Jack twice. What?
Hey, I'm one person, by the way.
And I had a lot of fun. And there's so many people that I would like to say hi to. Because
I'm on the radio.
It's
we have a few. We have just like, we have another minute or so. So list them off.
Say them out.
Now's your chance.
No,
give
because
your plugs.
If I forget someone, then. Right?
That's true. Better not to say anybody.
Yeah.
And say everybody.
Just all of you, right?
Everybody listening.
Yep.
There's a few.
Quite
a few.
Any people you want to not mention, like give like the stink eye to, like the radio stink eye?
Oh, can we start a sideshow called Radio Stink Eye?
To the one guy on the bus that didn't get up for that. No. For that woman.
Uh-huh.
When... She obviously was older and needed that seat.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
That's rude.
Yeah.
There was something in the last minute or so here. There was something that we were coming into the building and you said, oh, if it comes up, I'll bring it up. And it seemed like something annoyed you. So why don't you say that?
That's, I said.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. And it was just that more dilemma. Do I get up?
Before we go,
I have
a quick story to tell about our frequent guest, Ben. Get your foot off the table.
Okay.
Me and Ben were on a bus once. We're like way at the back.
Yeah.
Ben travels by SkyTrain, so he doesn't go on busy buses much, and it was packed. Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, I don't feel, this is weird. I feel like we need to like give our seat to somebody. I'm like, dude, there's no old people, pregnant women, or disabled people. He's like, points at a guy maybe 5 feet away
from
him
across
and goes,
the aisle?
Like really close.